Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was my childhood right there.
Yeah. Who's who of the Phillies Three Stooges?
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Good question.
So who's Turner, Harper, and Schwarber? Yeah. Who's Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Cassianis feels like a shemp.
He totally is. He's a shemp in the batter's box. He's a shemp in the outfield on the bases.
I mean, Schwarber's probably Curly because he's got the,
That fits.
Yep.
So who's Mo and Larry? Hugh, how would you assign Mo and Larry to Trey and Harper?
Oh, just as a...
Like, who's who?
Because...
If they were recreating
wait a minute,
the skits.
Mo was like the leader of the... So Bryce Harper would probably be the leader.
Okay, so Trey's Larry?
Yeah. Hey, Mo.
Larry by default is
hey,
tough.
Mo.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably a better Larry somewhere. But...
Yeah, I do need a Photoshop now of the three of them as Mo, Larry, and Curly. Yeah, yeah. I do like that. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. What has you the most frustrated about last night's loss? Top of the lineup, the bunt, or Turner's throw? I find the distribution of the voting here interesting. So top of the lineup is winning the voting. I get that. 66.5%. The bunt at 30.3%. Only 3.3% on the throw? That annoyed me. That was a bad throw. That's got to be made in a big game, in a big spot. That was our first Twitter poll today. And then this one, I'm following this one because, Hugh, you might be out of here in about 25 minutes. Should we suspend Hugh Douglas for the final segment today? You were on three strikes.
What did I do?
Well, you opened up with Jaguars in the first segment.
Well, I said they won last night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In a way
again,
that
we're just wondering.
No,
why.
I'm just saying. I just said they won in a way that nobody thought they were going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was it. I was trying to be optimistic. I was trying to get the people some hope.
And then what was strike two? What'd you do for strike
two? Protein powder.
Oh, you talk about buying Bryce's protein powder.
Which he's doubling down on.
No, we're going to catch that on sale, though, because it's probably going to go on sale in a couple weeks.
Yeah, probably is. And then, of course, wearing Dodger blue sweatpants.
No, this is royal blue. This is from my fraternal brothers. Shout out to Phi Beta Sigma.
I think if we put a photo of your sweatpants up and we ask people, is this Dodger blue? I think you're in trouble.
Most people that would know would be like, no, that's royal blue.
Yeah, well, 40% have voted that we should suspend you for your behavior.
that's a
high number.
It is. It is a big number.
You know what I guarantee you is most of them damn you people vote.
Yeah, well,
put your phones down.
It could be wrong place, wrong time. Like,
is that
you're
what it
catching,
is?
You're catching the stray from the Phillies losing.
Yeah, because I'm being optimistic.
Just mad at everybody.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, here's someone to be mad at. You ready for this quote from Nick Castellanos after the game last night? Well, first of all, before we get into the fan stuff, great job by the fans last night booing the Duran entrance. I saw that video of the boos as they tried to do that nonsense again. Can we please, please not do that ever again when they're down in a big game? It's that's like a fart in church. It fell so flat. You cannot do that. Come on. No one's going to be amped up for this signature entrance when you're losing.
I'm still stuck on farting church, Joe.
Doesn't go over well, man. You can't do that, and you would know better than anyone.
That's a hell of an analogy.
Yeah, it's like
farting church.
Do one of those on the radio. You can't get away with it. It's a bad look. It's tone deaf.
I would agree. Especially with the way that the game was going. There was a lot of boos out there last night, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you could hear them. I mean, this could be a great place to play, and on the flip side, it could be a hostile place to play.
Well, that leads me right into this quote from Nick Castellanos, which we have to discuss, and many people wanted us to discuss this today. Here it is. Here's a quote after the game last night. Matt Gelba, The Athletic, had this from Nick Castellanos. Quote, "The stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back, right? But when a game is not going good, it's wind in our face. So the environment could be with us, and the environment could be against us.
I mean, yeah, duh. I mean, yeah.
Isn't that ultimately up to you to decide?
Yeah, I mean, what yeah, at the end of the day,
right?
I mean, I'm not. Let me just say this, because I mean, he's right, but I'm not mad at anybody. Anytime that we were booed when I played, especially when I first got here, wasn't mad at anybody for booing. We were bad football play. And, you know, you try to give as much maximum effort as you possibly can to try to change the outcome of that, but it just didn't work. So I never got mad at the fans for feeling the way that they felt, because they pay their hard-earned money, you know, to be at the game and cheer for you. And when you go seven innings without scoring a run or doing anything, and for them to be upset because they see what's happening, you can't be mad at them for that.
I'm sorry, they're reacting to what you're putting out there, are they not? Like,
and since we're keeping it a bean, this is eerily simple. I guarantee you there's a lot of people in the stands that bought into what you were selling that were a part of the collapses, last year?
Yep.
And the year before that? They were there, and they believed in you, and they're seeing the same thing that they saw before.
Like, the elephant in the room is that they don't win at Citizens Bank Park anymore in the playoffs.
Mm-mm. And I think it's bled. I felt it watching on TV last night. There was a kind of a weird atmosphere in the park, like a nervous energy, like, anxiousness.
In 2022, we had a "you are not going to come in here and win a game" type of attitude as fans, and it was true for a while. Then all of a sudden, they get no hit by Houston, and then they have game 6 and 7 against Arizona. And
game one against the Mets last year.
And just, I mean, it's all downhill, and the fans are kind of just sitting there going to the ballpark like, oh, well, how are they going to lose today? So you can have all the wind at your sails that you want, but, like, you're going to stand up there and poke holes in it, then there's nothing we can do.
Also, like, he's not, the spirit of what he's saying is probably not wrong. Hugh, you just said it. You played here. You felt it.
You felt it, but...
But I don't need to hear it last night. Like, dude, how about get a better lead off of second base and don't have Betts out running to the base? Like,
I mean, that...
Sometimes Nick Castellanos can't read the room. Not now.
You know that was his maximum effort. I mean, I'm not... So I can't kill him for his effort, but I could kill him for looking like, you know, he was running in seaman shoes, though.
Well,
But dog, if you look at it, in the way Mookie takes off, and when he takes off, it just looks like he's having trouble getting in gear.
Because he can't get in gear. Well, not just that. By the way, he and Mookie are the exact same age.
They are. I looked it up.
33 each. One guy looks like he's spry, and one guy looks like he can't move anymore.
It's all that diet, man. It's all that diet.
What was he doing? Jiu-jitsu?
Mookie was doing bujitsu.
No, Castellanos was. Was something karate or something in the offseason.
Maybe you need to lift some weights or put on one. What are them bags the ladies wear when they go work out?
A weighted vest.
The weight.
Castellanos.
Maybe you need to. What's that? When they get jumped through the ropes and be chopping their legs like this? I can't do it. What's I got to do with my hands?
So we have gotten to the point of, can we put a weighted vest? Like, I think he. Man, you know what? Watching him run, I think he is wearing a weighted vest under his jersey.
No, because you harped on it so much this morning that I watched the video like 15 times.
So bad.
And when he, Joe, you know how when you were younger and you ran the relays when you were kids.
Yeah.
And they put the slow kid in your group, and they drop their head, and they start to take off, but they're really not going. That was him. that was him.
Well, look, he was running in quicksand. He also, it didn't get, I don't think the broadcast touched on it. He was so slow to Freddie Freeman's hit in the seventh inning. Freddie Freeman's not fast at all. He got a double on a hit that should have been a single. And it was like, oh, yeah, Freddie Freeman got a double. I rewatched it. I'm like, that was a regular single to right field.
Got to watch it again.
How did he get to second? Oh, Nick can't move. That's the reason.
No,
so,
dude, and when Mook took off, you should have known something was up when Mookie took off. You should have took off with him. You should have took off before he took
off. Before he took off. You need a head start on Mookie Betts to get to third base.
You should have leaned all the way
up. Well, that's why when Topper said Mookie disguised it. Of course he disguised it. He knew he was running against Castellanos.
I got a guy running like Joe DeCamera.
Hey, that's a good comparison.
Who wins in a race right now, DeCamera or Castellanos?
I might have to put my money on DeCamera.
I'm angry at Castellanos right now, so Joe's got it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I
really
need to see it again, though. That was wild.
All right, let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Well, I jumped on the bandwagon a couple weeks ago when when Harrison Bader was leading off and the offense was clicking. I jumped on board. But at the end of the day, I was 100% right. The offense is inept. And as much as Hugh makes noises as I speak and under his breath and all that, if he has something to say, I would like for him to speak up. Because every time I call, I hear Hugh make noises like that.
I don't recall. I make so many noises. I don't think it's you.
Mark, sometimes he is chewing, which is the problem.
It could be me, too.
But anyway.
I love you. I don't have a problem.
Hugh, stay neutral, Douglas. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line, guys, the offense is inept. It has been inept. I go back opening day. I called and complained. You guys always bring it up. They swing through too many pitches. They can't get guys home from second and third. They're not good enough. They've been carried by their starting pitching. Who do you blame for this, Joe?
Well, Dombrowski for that.
No question.
Yeah. Yep. Dombrowski. This is his team. He's been here long enough that he created this.
Dombrowski is to blame. This is his team. The approach at the plate, in Turner's situation last night, don't you say to him in that last at bat, don't swing until you have a strike on you?
Yes, of course. Mark, I didn't even realize till Robert said after the game, Sasaki had never in his life come into a game with runners on base, because he's been a starter. He was a starter in Japan, right? He just became a reliever 3 weeks ago. He had never done that once in his career. It's his whole life, probably.
It's mind-boggling that we've seen the same thing with this team for the last 3 years. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt in 22. They won the pennant. They got to the World Series. Yeah. They pushed the Astros. But the last 3 years, come on. Deer in headlights. God, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Should they have bunched? Should they have not have bunched? Stott, you got to read that. You got to read that and swing away on that. Joe, you make a good point. You're dead on, too, on Friday about the bullpen. Dead on with your concerns about the bullpen. I got to give you credit for that. Dead on. But here's the deal with Stott and that situation there and with Topper. It's like pressing in basketball and you get back in the game and you're down one and then you fall back into a zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to go for the kill.
I know. And the fact that he talked about playing for the tie, it broke me, Mark. It's just not the kind of mentality you need. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. A couple things from Mark's phone call that I love. One, that he brings up originally on opening day when he said enough is enough, and now we're back to that, basically, right? Two, calling out Hugh Douglas was great. I feel like this is the thing I'm most proud about our show for the past few years, that now callers are coming up with their own nicknames for you.
Stay neutral.
Stay neutral, Douglas.
Stay neutral, but you know what? I'm looking at this play by Castellanos. There was no way on God's green earth he was making that play. He should have just went back to second. Like seriously, because Mookie was already, he had a clear jump.
He was cooked.
He hesitated. He hesitated on his takeoff. Yeah. Mookie was gone. Should have just went back to second.
Doesn't it kind of bring us back to, like, why not just see if Stott can pull the ball and move? Like, they have a better chance of moving him over if the ball's just pulled.
Why are you asking these people to do these things?
I don't know if it makes any sense. Now,
you say, out of all the folks you're going to ask to do this, it's this group.
Now, like, what are you expecting?
It's this group.
And it crushed me when I heard Dave Roberts last night. I'm like, yeah, that we planned for. Like, we want. He basically said, I don't think he wanted to embarrass them. We wanted them to do that.
No, but you know what? The most egregious thing is that Casty, he kind of skips, and Mookie's gone, Joe. He's gone, and you still go. You should have just went back to second. That's what I'm talking about. To me, the more I look at it, that's more deer in the headlights. Like, the moment's too big for you. Like, that's what that is. Because the jump that he had, even if Jimmy Rollins was out there, he probably's not making that play. Like, to be honest, Jimmy's not getting that because Mookie had a jump. When you look at how Cassiano stutter stepped, he's not going to make that. Go back to second. That play's dead.
And if they did it on the first pitch, maybe they could have got them. The first pitch, Stott showed bunt, so they knew it was coming. Yeah. Like, they were ready for it.
You might as well went back to second on that.
And they could have had a pinch runner for him. I don't think that makes a difference in terms of does he get to third on the bunt, but a base hit
he's
probably scores him.
And then Bader got a hit.
And by the way, the ball that Bader hit was roped. Like, that got right to the outfielder.
Yep.
So Cassidy probably doesn't score
that's
on that
more,
one.
To me, that's more on Cassidy than anybody.
Well, Cassidy's just slow. Like, I think that.
Yeah, and you don't give your, like, to stutter step.
Yeah.
And then go, you don't give yourself a chance. Just go back to second.
Well, then it speaks back to Topper, not pinch running. And I understood his explanation. I understand what Ruben Amaro said this morning. There are ways around this. Like, what are the odds in an extra inning game JT is going to get hurt? Right? I know you're caught without a catcher if it happened. The odds are probably slim that it goes to extras and he gets hurt. You could have used Marshawn as a pinch runner. I'm like, are we really that worried there's going to be a random injury in a game just happen? I don't know, man.
Mark was right about the noises, though.
Yeah, Mark's annoyed at you.
He'll be all right.
Yeah. The passing. Would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you. The passing game. The noises. I think Mark took the noises personally.
He'll be okay.
It's more of a Hugh Douglas issue than it is a Mark issue.
Mark will be okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's Hugh versus Mark. I think it's Hugh versus just the microphone.
No, he's just annoyed because when he's talking, some of them cats get mad when they're talking, and I talk under my breath.
Well, it's supposed to be there 2 minutes.
I mean, I'm like, they'll be all right, though.
I think what happened, I think it's... I think we're evening out, because I think one time Mark called in and only talked to me, and you got upset at Mark. Now I think Mark is like, wait, Hugh, now I say hi to you, and you make noises, we got a problem.
He always does that. That don't bother me. I mean, because I'm going to suck my teeth, and I'm going to still talk under my breath, and he can still not speak. But it's not going to change nothing. No, it don't bother me. Mm-hmm. No, because he calls us. I don't, when I leave here, I don't know who Mark is. I'm not calling Mark.
Well, sometimes you do get ruffled when people don't say hello.
Well, no, because it's almost a sign of being disrespectful, or they're trying to be. Yeah.
I think Mark tried to fix that recently.
No, what do you call talking over, on, underneath callers?
Yeah. I mean, I call that disrespectful too.
I do a show
from 10 to 2.
So at least we're being adults here. I can see how that's happening.
Listen, Joe, it's hard being an adult 24/7.
I almost said a word I shouldn't say earlier because of the manager.
I need at least 2 to 4 hours. To not be an adult, because I had you heard the phone. I had to call the folks today because they tried to short me on the couch that came today.
What happened?
They didn't bring the right couch, and they talking about we fixing this one. And my daughter's like, my daughter ain't going, she ain't. And I'm like, listen, don't worry about it. I'll cuss them out when I get home.
Tell the truth. Did they bring you a Dodger blue couch?
It was blue.
Dodger
it's
blue.
It's not Dodger blue. Mm-hmm. It's more like blue, like the regular blue. It's not dodgeable.
Okay. Better not be. Do we have an NFL quarterback trade, by the way, Kyle?
Yeah, Joe Flacco just went to the Bengals.
Seriously?
Yeah. I think it's a sixth, and let's see.
Boy, he printing money right now, ain't he?
Well, he's really had a heck of an end to that career. He's bounced around a lot.
Flacco and a sixth for a fifth.
So they're going with the young cat.
Has he been since Baltimore? Was Denver? Jets? Here?
Everywhere.
Colts? Browns? Bengals. He's putting every uniform on.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
so that means it's Gabriel and Shador.
Yeah, the Browns. You think they threw the chips in? They cashed it in?
Well, I mean, what's the point of Flacco there anymore? Once they go to the young kids, they're not going back to Flacco. Yeah,
was there ever a point to Joe Flacco there?
Not really, but
no.
They're the Browns.
Now he's going to be the starter with the Browns. I mean, with the Bengals. He's just going across the state.
Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get the ball to Chase and...
Now, here's the kicker.
Higgins.
Is he going to catch a flight, or do you just jump in the car? And just that's like a 3-hour drive. Do you just drive to Cincinnati?
Yeah, I figure you drive your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just jump in a U-Haul and just go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if I were one of these athletes and I made the money they did, I wouldn't drive anywhere over like an hour.
never drive. No, like, you have a driver, you're saying?
Yeah. No,
or flights.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like, if it's over, like, 2 hours, I should say, I'll hop on a plane. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have the money.
No, I like to drive, though. I mean, it's nothing like driving. I mean, I love driving. It's a fun time.
Well, I mean, flying commercial is safer.
Than driving?
Yeah.
Is this where we're at this point of the show now?
No, I'd rather drive. Rather drive, stop and see the world. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, stop and see some nice little scenery. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
It's looking a little more like cowboy blue. Is that cowboy you? No, with that color blue? Not, I think that's what it is.
What's worse today? Dodger Douglas or Cowboy Hugh?
How about my boss called me that? He called me Dodger Douglas.
I know. Look, I know you want to rein in on like my great weekend that I had. I know you guys were worried about it, but yes, I did have a tremendous weekend. Mm-hmm. It was tremendous. I've got an MVP quarterback. I've got the best running back.
They had like MVP chance for him.
I've got all this. Listen, in the words of the great Ike Reese, the defense is still developing. That's all I can say. It's still developing. Jim. It's getting better there.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
So yeah, and as for and by the way, we have like unknown players making a lot less money, making more tackles, more sacks than Michael Parsons.
Oh, I got to be honest. I can't today. I just don't care about the Cowboys defense.
Oh, he went full Cowboys.
Went full Cowboys.
Yeah, we can't do
it. I know he's a Cowboy and a Philly fan. If he wants to come on and talk about the Phillies, okay, today's the day to come on. But we're not doing the Cowboys, who beat the New York Jets, who are as bad as they've been since Hugh Douglas was running around in Jet Green. I mean, come on. John in Coatesville. What's up, John?
Caught a stray.
You did.
Caught a stray.
John, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing? I tell you, I couldn't be any more upset than anybody else out there. And I even put together a little what I think that the batting order should be. Because first of all, I think Rob is really the one that cost us the game. I've heard a lot. I haven't been on the phone too much today, but when he did that bunt, I thought Stott might have showed it once, and it was a ball. I didn't think he would swing and actually do it. And, if you were going to bunt that anyhow, wouldn't you bunt it towards first base?
Yes. Yeah, well, because the right-handed thrower, Freeman, it's a more difficult play for him. Yeah, I mean, it's just, John, it was a disaster. The idea was a disaster. The execution was a disaster. And they let him off the hook.
Exactly. I mean, all the momentum was going our way. And he took the wind out of our sails with that little bunt and then the out. Of course, he would have looked like a hero, right, if that guy threw the ball into the outfield.
Sure, yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about it then. But that's the same with the Eagles, too. All the different plays, and all of a sudden, when they lose, now we're going to talk about them, and now we're talking about the Phillies. But let's get back to the main lineup, the head three there that did absolutely nothing. And so what I would do is, in my mind, they automatically became pinch hitters. I don't want, that's all they're doing. They're not doing a damn thing for us. So one question I have, I didn't hear, is Bader playing tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that he pinch hit last night gives me some hope that he can, but I don't know. Now, the MRI was negative, so he's clearly, good enough, but I'm hopeful, and with the extra day off, I think he's probably going to play, but I don't know the answer, yes or no.
Okay, so here's what I did. I put it down. I've changed it up a couple of times, but I decided to leave Trey in there because...
So you got a lineup for us? You got John and Coatesville's lineup for tomorrow? What do you got?
Yeah, I got Trey as number one.
Okay.
Alex Bohm hitting number two. I got Westing now. Left field. Who did I make left field real quick?
This is going great.
Yeah. Weston Wilson's
hitting three. Okay.
Yeah. But I got Bader hitting four, but he's also the DH. Mm.
So Trey, Brandon, Alex Bohm, Weston Wilson, and who's Bader the DH
Bader
at four?
DH.
DH.
What about Alec? My bad.
Yeah. Brandon Marsh.
Marsh fifth.
Five.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jay Miyamoto hitting six. Amundo Sosa, seven. Mm-hmm. Max Kepler, eight, and Otto hitting ninth.
So if we just benched, we benched all of our stars.
No, we were keeping Trey in there. We're benching Schwarber and Harper for tomorrow. They're the pinch hitters.
No, they're pinch hitters.
Oh, okay.
So it's Turner, back. It's Turner, Bohm, Wilson, Bader, Marsh, Realmuto, Sosa, Kepler, Kemp.
They're the ones that have been hitting for us.
Yeah, and listen.
I'm playing small ball now. I'm forgetting about home runs that don't exist.
Well, they haven't existed in this year. John, you're for right on that. They have not existed. Hugh, what do you think of that lineup tomorrow night? It's Trey, it's Bohm, it's Weston Wilson in the three spot, DH Bader four. It's Marsh, Realmuto, Sosa, Kepler, Kemp, Bryce, and Schwarber sitting. Two of the three Stooges sitting tomorrow night. That's according to John in Coatesville.
Who approved this lineup?
John and Coatesville.
That's the John and Coatesville lineup.
You got that bread? No, he got that bread. Got the bread sitting on the bench.
Yeah. By the way, did you see someone sent us the three Stooges?
Somebody cut. Whoever does that, set that thing up quick.
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It fit. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people, who I hear are dragging Hugh Douglas today. He was right about one thing,
it's
though.
It's not going well.
They do have to play a game three. We'll let you hear from the players next, what they're saying about their chances in the series. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors that you just got to try, people. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're frying it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor. Bacon's big business around these parts, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we just going all in, huh?
Yeah, we are. All right, welcome back. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Was Hugh... What application do we have Hugh as Annie for? Was it...
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I forget how that hadn't that
oh, you
come
mean
up
the
before?
Song? Because I was looking. I thought it was a.
Omar Sharif, like to see Hugh star in.
Because I thought it was Annie. Omar Sharif, but it was somebody else. That ain't funny. Hey, what you laugh? You laughed pretty hard over there too.
It was the best so answer. It was the best answer.
It was a role you'd like to see Hugh star.
Annie.
No, they wanted me to actually play Annie, though, right? That was crazy.
It's the comedic relief I needed today, because today has been, it's
disrespectful.
You know, I mean, you're an A-list act. You couldn't play Annie?
You could have pulled off Annie.
I mean, come on. If you're the actor you say you are, you could pull off Annie.
It's a little disrespectful.
Annie?
Yeah, because I got to wear a little dress. I ain't wearing no dress. I ain't putting no dress on.
I don't think you get to sing this song?
And I ain't singing.
Come on.
If it meant the Phillies came back, come on, would you do it? Come on.
Wear a dress. I ain't wearing a dress. I sing the song. Yeah. But I ain't wearing a dress.
Put the little red wig on.
Yeah. You just
wear,
sing.
I got to wear the wig.
You sing. We'll do AI. I'll do the rest. Yep. We'll make it look right.
Okay, I'll sing. I ain't putting no dress on. They ain't going to have no footage running around me no dress on. That ain't about to happen.
It's just got to be the curly red wig.
Yeah.
That's just so wrong.
Yeah, it's right, though. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we'll hear from Trey Turner and Bryce Harper on Game 3 tomorrow night. Chris in Princeton. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Chris, what's up, buddy?
First-time caller, long-time listener. I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you listening and making the time to call. So what are you feeling after last night?
So I wanted to go back to the star segment, Joe, and Q, I think you're spot on when it comes down to the big dogs, right? These cities are built on passion, and I'm listening to these post-game interviews, right, and they just sound defeated. Harper, Schwarber, you know, and we can even go to the Birds with A.J. Brown, but, you know, we want the playmakers to make plays and lead from the top, and all they're doing is complaining, right? Yeah, we need to play better. The victimhood mentality is just driving me nuts, right? I pay the privilege to go to the stadium and watch these guys play, and then these Philly stars, quote-unquote, right, and I use those air quotes, we're almost paying $1 billion for these guys to bring some passion to the city, and we're just losing the essence of Philly sports, and it's driving me nuts, right? So, you know, the big dogs, you know, hungry dogs run faster. The big dogs need to eat, but our guys just aren't hungry, and it's driving me nuts. But great show today, guys.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. We had a caller earlier who mentioned, I think it might have been Will, that their salaries, I don't think that has anything to do with it. All these guys are rich beyond belief. Like, Otani's got $700 million in the bank. I mean, they're
Yeah, but it's something to be, like...
Aren't they all rich, though? Like, well, how does that... our guys having money, their guy. I mean, it's like they're all.
But
rich.
I don't think it's that. But I think it is something to be said about, you know, you have a moment where you make up. I mean, let's just call it what it is. You make a bonehead decision to run the third instead of going back to second, because that's how I kind of look at it now, because you were clearly not going to get to third and be safe. And the first thing out of your mouth is to talk about the fans booing you. I mean, when you look at that moment, at some point, you should have realized as a professional, I'm not going to make that. My best bet is to go back to second base. Go look at the play, Joe. You were not like I don't like I said, you could have been Sonic the Hedgehog.
He would have needed Muncie to bobble the ball yes. on the pickup of
yes.
the bunt.
Yeah. You skipped twice. And Mookie was already gone.
And what he needed was a huge lead so he could walk the third.
Yeah, that's it. And if once you decided to go, you should have went. You didn't even do that. You bounced two times, and then you took off. Mookie was already there. He was in position. He was waiting on you. So that's a bad look on you. And then for you to turn around, and instead of saying, hey, you know what? I made a bad decision. You talk about, well, what do you say? The wind is wind in your sails, and then it's wind in your face. What the hell? That to me is a disconnect.
Yeah, the Castillo, look, they're all different. Like, Schwarber's a free agent to be. Trey and Harper are signed forever. Castellanos has 1 year left. Of all of them, I can't have Castellanos here next year. And I don't think the Phillies can either. I mean, obviously, it was just an ugly ending to him being a bench player, part-time player. He's complaining every 5 seconds. And then, you know, the way this has gone. And the sad part is, he got the most clutch hit of all of them last night, Castellanos, right? Yeah. Before this happened, before the base running and the comments, he got the clutch hit to get the game to 4-3. So I wish we were talking, you know, positively about him today, but we're not because of that. All right, let's hear from Trey. Let's hear from Bryce after. Let's start with Trey Turner as we look forward to Game 3.
Are you confident that you guys can overcome something?
We've got a great team. We've won 3 games in a row before. We've swept good teams. We've played good baseball. We've got to find that. We've got to find it quick. And, you know, I felt like we've played pretty decent these last 2 games. We just haven't had enough to get the win. I don't feel like we're really beating ourselves. I feel like we're playing some good defense. We're getting some hits here and there. It just doesn't seem like enough each step of the way. So not beating ourselves is a positive sign. Now we gotta beat a really good team.
Look, I don't know if he commented on his play to home separately. And he probably was some of the team overall, but it's a little bit rich there to hear him say, we're playing pretty good defense as you threw the ball to the wrong side of the plate.
Like, yeah. I mean, he mentioned that he pulled the throw.
Yeah.
So that was
right. He did. We played it earlier. Yeah. I know that was a separate conversation. It's just, I heard him say, we're playing pretty good defense.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
honestly, like, I get that they have to tell themselves that, you know, we've beaten good teams before, we swept good teams before, but you haven't won 3 games in a row against possibly the best team who is also managing and playing to win every single game. Sweeping a team in the regular season is very different.
Sure it is.
There are circumstances that might prevent them from using their best guys in all 3 games. Like, this is, like, the Dodgers are going to do every single thing that they can to win Game 3. And if it doesn't come down to Game 3, Game 4, then the same for Game 5.
And it does feel, watching the Dodgers last few days, that they were playing a little possum during the regular season. Blake Snell was on the IL for a long time. I wonder if they gave him extra time. They used, again, Sasaki was just like, was not even a part of their team all year. Now he's their closer. Doesn't it feel like watching them, like, they won the World Series last year. They're a little bit older. Let's just kind of cruise through the regular season. When we get to the playoffs, we'll turn it on.
Yeah, I do feel like they kind of turned it up a notch.
Yeah, it's because they didn't look like this all regular season.
Well, in fairness, that's something they can afford to do with their roster.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know who gave them the biggest fight for the division this year. Like, Padres.
Yeah, they won it like by 6 or 7 games. Yeah, so, yeah, they can do that. And they have Ohtani to kind of carry them every day, so they could do that with their other players.
They were going to be in the playoffs regardless.
Of course. And they at this point, they know that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So, in theory, the bunt play is not a bad call for that specific moment in the game. The problem is you got probably the dumbest and most I don't give a damn player on the team in the most important spot at second base. So what you should do, as soon as Castellanos got to second base, put a pinch runner in for him. Wait a minute, I can't do that because I elected to take 12 pitchers on a 5-game series. I could have taken 11 and had somebody else on the bench. You know, maybe like the chief vibes officer. That guy would have made that play easily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, not only all those pitchers, a five-game series with three off days. So, like, yeah. The idea of needing all those pitchers is almost impossible. Like, Tim Mesa is on the team. Tim Mesa could walk in the room right now. I wouldn't know who he was, and he's on this roster.
Exactly. Yeah, who is he? I've never even heard of the guy, honestly. So, that was definitely all on Topper for making that decision with the personnel that were on the field. The one guy a little while ago, Mr. Positivity Al, he had some good points, except he forgot the Phillies lost the series in 1977 versus the Dodgers because the manager wouldn't put Jerry Martin in left field and left Greg Luzinski out there to drop a ball, and we lost the series. That's the kind of managing you have to have. You have to have way better managing. It doesn't matter that much in the regular season, but now it does. And you can cost yourself a game and a series because you elect to go with a play that a player can't make. There's no way. And Castellanos is dumb. He should have never ran in the first.
I know. Or if he was going to, and that was the plan, Jeff, he's got to have a huge lead. There's no one covering second base, right? Like if it's a ball, a second ball from Vesia, and Stott pulls the bunt back, he could just walk back to second. There's literally nobody there, and he knows that. And the fact that he didn't get a big lead, Mookie must have looked at him and like, wait a second, all I got to do is outrun this guy to third. This is easy.
Yeah, this is amazing.
And like J. Roll said, you can go back to second. If you know you can't beat that guy,
yep.
Castellanos can't beat anybody, I don't think.
No.
He's literally the worst starting player in the league this year.
Yeah.
By all stats.
Yeah. No, he is. And he cost him twice last night. That, and he cost him right. That double
ironically,
that Freeman had should not have been a double.
Ironically, got a hit.
I know. He got the bit.
Oh, my God.
It was the full Castellanos experience last night. We got the whole thing.
It was. All right, man.
Jeff, appreciate the phone call. Do we get a little news on our old buddy CJ GJ?
He's back in Baltimore.
Going to the Ravens.
Yeah, down the street.
Well, they could use all the help they can get. They've been in some big trouble.
I was curious if he was going to end up anywhere, though.
Yeah, it's kind of weird he wasn't on a roster. Like, seems too good of a player to just be hanging out in the middle of a season. Wow. Joe in the Northeast is up. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joseph. Listen to us. MLB Network, what's Joe doing?
Joe?
Sounds like us.
Yeah. All right, put Joe on hold.
He might have fell asleep, too.
Yeah.
It's weird. Joe called me yesterday, said they're cooked. Mm-hmm. Today, he said it's going to game five. I wonder what changed.
So he feels better after last
apparently,
night.
Apparently, yeah.
He's in a good mood.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good for him.
You think that's good vibes for the Phillies that Joe in the Northeast is still believing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go with that. We can go with that.
So I didn't look at the poll, but I guess we didn't get over 50% to suspend Hugh Douglas for the final segment today.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
But that's a moral victory for us.
Saved by the bell. Yeah.
I mean, usually it's
that's crazy. Can't believe y'all wanted to suspend me for real.
Well, we couldn't believe you today. So
I am a professional.
Ditto.
You I'm did, the only professional that sit this chair.
Excuse
on
me.
A daily basis.
You did. Again, just to go over the infractions. First segment.
Is that a shot at the other people who sit in that chair?
Saying,
or Spike and Richie?
I'm the only professional here. Mm-hmm. I don't have an agenda, ever. I speak truth.
Why do you lie?
I have an agenda. I don't have an agenda. It's fake news. I don't care about the fans. No, I've always called the fans idiots, though. I love them to death, though, but they're a little off.
Yeah.
They're a little off.
I can agree with that.
I mean, they're a little off. We got they
It's you that's off today, though, buddy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. What did mm-hmm. I do? I'm just optimistic.
Hugh Castellanos over here.
Bringing up the Jags.
One game. We got one more game. And the Jags did win last night.
Nobody cares.
They did win, though. I'm just saying they won, and they're 4-1. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Why would we? We don't care.
Yeah. We don't care. But I'm just saying. I was trying to you know, find some optimism.
Didn't work.
But I think we're in a little bit of a bigger hole than the Jaguars being a 3-point home underdog last night. Like, we're 0-2 to the Dodgers. Like, this is not easy stuff we're asking.
Honestly,
to come back
from. The more I think about it, the more I'm, like, appalled at the audacity that you had to bring up the Jacksonville
Jaguars. Well, the Jags won last night. That's going to make everyone in Philadelphia
no,
feel better.
No, I'm just saying, they did. I mean, they did win, though. They did.
No, I know. I'm aware.
We know what you're saying. Yeah. Just saying. We just don't understand why.
No, I'm just saying, because they won. I'm just saying. I just want to share. That's it.
Okay. Let's go try to go Joe again.
Optimism.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on?
I tried to get in you guys yesterday. Yeah. You came to me, but we didn't get on. Because I was going to talk about Noah. Noah had to start one of these three games. And preferably, I would have rather seen him even pitch a game two. I don't care if his ERA is 8 or 10. Suarez has reached his innings for the year. You know, his top innings was 155. He's a little bit past that, I believe. He's shot. That's why he's not. That's why he's not starting.
So you think Nola's not shot, but Suarez is shot?
No, we have a better chance. And if these guys are ever going to pick their butts off the benches and play behind somebody, it will be behind Nola. Has Suarez as a starter ever won any postseason game? Even Chris Sanchez, has he won any postseason game? Has Lizardo won any postseason game as a starter? No, the guy you got going tomorrow night has won and has been there before, and he's going to throw an outing. Now, let's see if these guys can get him some runs. I think it's coming back to game five here. Ohtani and Lizardo, you know, they took Lizardo off the hook, the Dodgers, yesterday. You know, I know he only gave up 2 runs, and you know, everybody's raving about his outing. But he had given up 25 pitches in the first inning. Then they start going after. They were going out in 5 or 6 pitches in an inning, and you know that's what got them to the seventh inning. They wanted to expose the Phillies bullpen, which they could have gotten to earlier. You know, so I would be a little bit leery about Game 5 with Ohtani against him, but I think this is coming back.
Joe, I love the optimism, and if they're coming back, boy, this is going to be a special place on Saturday. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Can we get through tomorrow before we talk about coming back here for Game 5?
Yeah, he's being super optimistic. It starts with one.
I need to see one before I think they're going to win two out there.
Definitely starts with one.
Yeah. Boy, he loves Aaron Nola.
He got a chance to shove. He got a chance to everything that happened this
shove?
Season. Yes, I said it, and I did not stutter.
But like, Lizardo shoved.
Shoved.
Yeah, what are the odds that Nola shoves? Like, I'm just thinking about, like, can we get out of it without it being that, you know, the game's over in the fifth inning?
Okay, realistically, I'm going into this game. If he can give me 5 innings, and I have all the other guys that are available
How many
to me,
runs are on the board for the Dodgers? Through 5?
None. None. I'm going to say none.
If he can give me 5 innings and 3 runs, I will take that in a heartbeat.
No, I'll take 5 innings, no runs.
Yeah, well, so I will too, but I'm living in reality.
One run. Yeah. 5 innings, 1 run. All right. Is that it? Nobody has nothing to say? Is that it? I'm the only one on here being a professional.
He had a 6
right
ERA.
I hear what you're saying, but this is a different circle. Just like you felt that Bryce Harper was going to step up to
but
the plate.
But Bryce Harper had a solid
that's
season.
That's going to be what Aaron Nola's going to do.
Okay. Well, but it hasn't worked. I was wrong.
He's been resting.
Resting. Let's go to you people. Yeah. See what they got for the best today.
Thank you. You people.
It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Why don't you just manage the team then, Joe?
That's a good one.
Honestly, would it have been much worse last night? I mean, like, I'm not saying they would have won the game, but like,
I feel like you don't want.
There's no way I bought.
No, you're swinging for the fences all the
There's
time.
There's no way I bought. And Rangers' butt is in the game in the middle of it.
Couldn't have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Just saying, yep. Is this still team, quote-unquote, different, you bald bozos?
It's not. It doesn't look different.
Right. I can't.
You got
me
on that.
I mean, on multiple fronts.
Yeah.
Bald bozos, not different.
Yeah. I do feel like a bozo. Yep. I felt like a bozo last night watching it.
Bozo the clown. Remember that? Well, you all remember that. Bozo the clown used to be a clown.
No worries, everyone. Phillies lost, but Hughes Jags won.
See, they took that and they twisted it.
Well, that's
okay.
What you get.
I mean, you
deserve.
Yeah, that was earned. That was earned.
Yeah, you people do adamantly want you suspended. By the way,
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yep.
If they suspend me, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
you need me.
No, hold on a second.
You people don't got nothing to talk about. Who they going to talk bad about? Tom Kelly ain't here.
Ooh, I know. He came on Friday for one segment, and
they came after him.
But don't you realize if you were suspended for one day, we could do a whole segment on when should Hugh's suspension be over?
Yeah, exactly. They'll still come after you. You're not getting out of that. I didn't expect this comment, but when we put the poll up, somebody said, not sure what the context, but yes.
You're talking about the poll about kicking.
Yeah. Suspending Hugh.
Wow. So just no matter what, Hugh's suspended. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but yes, Hugh should be suspended.
It's one of the great rivalries in Philadelphia right now is you people versus Hugh.
That was on the Twitter poll.
Wow.
Which usually Twitter is on Hugh's side.
Wow. They must have heard about Dodger Douglas.
I don't know what's wrong with these folks. I was going to say something smart, but I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm going to let it go.
Did you guys notice that Hugh behaved a bit more after his first two early strikes?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What you mean? I behaved a little bit more.
I did notice that. Stopped poking.
No,
you did.
No, yeah, it was. I told you I had this furniture debacle.
Yeah, the sofa.
Yeah, I
noticed a milder version of you.
Yeah, because I had this furniture debacle.
Hasn't this sofa thing been going on for days?
It has been.
You had a different approach at the plate once you went down.
No, I had to divert my energy and I had to cut some other folks out.
Okay, sure.
Yep. I did overhear Hugh's conversation. At one point, he said, "It's a problem." Like, and he was not
it's
happy.
Definitely a problem. Yeah. It's definitely a problem.
Yeah. Sorry about that, buddy. Move on. The Eagles play in 2 days.
So we're gonna sit in this for a little while. We're gonna be here for a minute.
I don't understand the move on people. Like, what do you mean move on? Which is the game just happened. They have another one tomorrow. Move on. We watched 162 for this. What was their whole hype video on Saturday? It's all about October. And I'm supposed to move on?
Drop it.
This isn't just like spilled milk. This is a season down the drain. Move on.
Yep.
Stop.
That's funny.
Move on, people. Sticking up for Topper because Hugh knows what it's like to be fired.
I'm pretty sure whoever had that knows what it's like to be fired, too.
Probably.
Yeah, a lot of people have been fired.
If they had a job in the first place.
Now we're getting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to get worse for you here, buddy. Guys, don't kick Hugh while he's down. No guarantee he gets up without help.
I still can get up pretty good. Yeah. Now, that ain't cool. I can get up.
That's fair.
I'm pretty
I mean, when you fell in the studio the one time, you got right back up.
Yeah, because I was embarrassed. You know, pride gets you off the ground.
Yep. Mark shouldn't be that upset with Hugh for making noises. He's at the phase in life where you grunt every time you have to move a muscle. Hey, Hugh, have you had your cream of wheat yet today?
No, I don't eat cream of wheat, man. I you know what?
You did have an oatmeal phase.
I did go through an oatmeal phase. I did go through an oatmeal phase, and I left that alone.
So, yeah. I mean, one time you brought it and it was frozen.
Yeah, I forgot to thaw it out.
Yep.
I like oatmeal.
It's become perfectly clear. Hugh's been hanging out with Mark Sanchez these days.
Have not been out. Hey.
Listen, please don't. Please don't. Gotta stay away from Mark these days.
Listen. Mark walked down the street like he was in an MMA fight and he was like, eh.
Stabbed and bloody.
He was stabbed and he was like, ah, I don't feel a thing. Like, he was on, man, listen, I can't wait for my reckless speculation to be right. He wasn't right.
That wasn't alcohol.
Nah,
there's no way.
Right.
Come on.
Hugh Douglas may as well just personally escort this Phillies core to the upper room.
In the upper room. They got one more game, man. One more game.
Yeah. This one might hit.
They got one more chance.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when the Phillies' big three has fewer hits than Hugh had sacks in Jacksonville.
Wow.
I had three.
You had three and a half.
I had three and a half. Do they have three?
Do they end the series with fewer than you had in Jacksonville? That should be the new line. If they're under that, it's over.
No, they go over.
They're going over. They're getting hits. They're hitting Yamamoto tomorrow night.
What's going to happen? It's going to be
It's Yamamoto.
Oh yeah.
The Phillies are going to hit more. They're going to have more hits than I had sacks, and I'm going to have more sacks than whoever it was that made that comment.
There you go.
That's how that works.
It was just 3.5, right, to be clear?
Yeah, it was only 3.5, but it was 3.5 more than whoever made that comment.
All right, just one more quick thing here, because the Phillies have done this to us. We were talking about the series, Kyle Schwarber and the Mets, and it almost made Joe curse.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out what their plan is for next year as soon as this October's over. If they keep Topper, then we're just running this... I almost got too comfortable. We're running this... Yeah, they got me.
That was awesome.
They got me today.
That was awesome.
Yep. Oh, I was this close. And you know what? If they lay an egg tomorrow night, we might have it happen.
We are
on
professionals.
Yeah, add the day after. All right, that's enough for us. We gotta regroup. We're back tomorrow for a game three. Afternoon show is next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.